All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:33, and I'd like to call this August 18th, 2022 special meeting of the Harris County Commissioners Court to order. Commissioner King.
Good afternoon, and recognition that for many folks, it's time to get back to school. We have in person with us today Amanda Archer, who is the lower school principal at Westbury Christian School. Lower school is fancy speak for elementary, right? Okay. She's a graduate of Lubbock Christian University with a bachelor's degree and a master's of education administration from Lamar. She moved to Houston in 2011, which was when I began serving as a commissioner, and became the principal back in 2015. It didn't take you too long to move in and take over. Her husband is also a teacher, and they have a son at University of Houston, and this is one of the things that was the nearest and dearest to my heart. And indirectly to Commissioner Ramsey as well, and that is that their son is going to be doing a Shakespeare internship. Yeah, you can ask. Shakespeare came to Texas A&M, and therefore Commissioner Ramsey indulged in that. Westbury Christian School was formally chartered in 1975, 314 students, preschool through 12th grade. And they strive to provide academic excellence, promote spiritual and social development at an affordable price for today's families. And so it is an accredited school by multiple different agencies, and we are delighted to have you lead us in our invocation today as the 4.7 million people of Harris County get their families prepared to send their kids to school.
My name is Amanda Archer, for the record, and I am so appreciative of the honor to pray for you today. Will you please bow with me? Our mighty God and Father in heaven, holy is your magnificent name. I come to you today on behalf of these commissioners and county leaders who are present. Please bless their hearts and minds with clarity of thought, speech, and prudent decision-making that is centered on what your will would be for Harris County. May every decision on the docket today be made with thought to the impact on the lives of those in this place that we all call home. Father God, I also pray for all of the people in this room, as well as all those in Harris County who are touched by the decisions made in this court. May this meeting be one filled with peace and goodwill towards one another, and may the decisions made here flow out into Harris County in a way that supports and uplifts the residents of our communities. And God, as so many students have returned back to school either in the past week or will do so soon, I pray for your safety and love to be surrounding each and every campus. Please give parents the peace as they drop their children off or load them on a bus. Give teachers the stamina and wisdom to deal with the many situations they will face as they pour learning into these students. And thank you so much, God, for giving each school such great support personnel, aides, interventionists, custodians, maintenance workers, cafeteria staff, and so many more people who pour into the lives of students each and every day. And God, please grant the administrators of these schools an extra measure of energy and courage as they walk the road of leadership, making choices every day that affect the lives of millions of children and teenagers. For those, God, in our county who don't have a voice, I ask for your care and your love. For those who are struggling with health issues, I ask for your healing if it is your will. For those who are stepping up to protect our city, the police, firefighters, constables, sheriff departments, and security guards and others, please keep them safe. For those who are alone or experiencing loneliness, I ask for you to guide someone to see and provide help and companionship. For those dealing with loss, may you provide comfort. For those who do not have the resources they need, God, we ask for continued sustenance and care. Open our eyes, Lord, to the broken, the hurting, and the downtrodden. Help us all to be the hands and feet of Jesus until you come again. Lord God, one final time, I humbly ask for your guidance and hand to be on today's session of the Harris County Commissioners Court. Thank you for your promise recorded in John 14 that whatever we ask in your name will be done to your glory. We love you, Father God. All this I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Principal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At the request of the county auditor, we're going to start with item two so that they can get the payment processing going. So we'll move to item two briefly. Is there a motion to approve item two, those payments? Yes, Commissioner.
If I may, there is an item to the Boston Consulting Group for $577,000, and I would move on all items but the Boston Group.
Okay, so Commissioner Cagle has made a motion on all the items under item two, that is audited claims, except for the item regarding the Boston Consulting Group. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ramsey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm in favor. Motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion for the Boston Consulting Group item? Motion by Commissioner Garcia, second by Commissioner Ellis. All in favor? Any opposed?
No. No.
I'm in favor. Motion carries 3-2. That takes us then to item one, which is about the bond that would appear in this November election. And I believe we have a responsibility to lead the efforts to improve our infrastructure for today and for the future. And the truth is that this bond is very important in order to be able to keep the level of service that people have come to expect from Harris County. We're mindful that we're dealing with inflation right now. So it's worth mentioning the levy won't be imposed on the public until well into next year, probably the end of 2023. The bond will allow us to do some really incredible things. $100 million for law enforcement. Of course, we've already put in $1.4 billion this latest fiscal year alone, two-thirds of the budget going to law enforcement. But $100 million is going to make a big difference as well. $200 million for flood drainage, which we need. We're working on our bayous and our channels, and we need a lot more investment in flood control. I don't need to tell anyone that. And of course, it's going to help us with infrastructure, 300 miles of roads, 80 parks that are going to get improved on. And then the final reason is that the infrastructure bill that passed, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed a few months ago at the federal government, that bill requires us to have a local match. And so right now, we don't have the match. If we don't pass this bond, we would leave tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars on the table that would be coming down from the federal government otherwise. Across the county, we have 1,188 miles of roads in fair to failed condition. Roughly 7,000, that is 61% of county roads, lack sidewalks. We have data identifying the 150 most dangerous miles of roads and intersections countywide. And we see some of the highest traffic deaths in the nation here in Harris County because of those underinvestments. Every precinct will benefit from this bond. And I've made it a point to ensure that every single precinct would receive at least several hundred million dollars from the bond. And of course, we're going to make sure that we're working toward what's best for our residents as we continue to move forward and the county continues to grow. So I'll be very, very proud to support this bond. I know we have speakers, but I just wanted to lay out what it was. And obviously, if you guys have anything to add, Mr. Ramos or Administrator Berry.
Judge.
Yes, Commissioner.
Just to move us along, I'd like to make three motions. The first is to move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022. To authorize the issuance of public safety bonds in the amount of $100 million. Second motion is move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022, to authorize the issuance of road bonds in the amount of $900 million. Third motion is move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022, to authorize the issuance of park bonds in the amount of $200 million. I'd like to go ahead and make those motions, thank you for the second, and now we can go to the speakers.
Okay, so we have two motions on the table, three motions on the table, and we'll take the speakers.
First is Jacob Clementage speaking on item one under county administration. You have 6 minutes.
Okay, I'm Jacob Clementage, and I'm going to talk about this man named Andrew Schneider. which he talked about the Harris County bond referendum that will go to roads, drainage, and transportation projects, while the rest will go to parks and public safety. Public safety is the last one mentioned. There's not enough money going to our law enforcement officers, and that's terrible. At any rate, what I wanted to say is Commissioner Jack Cagle is correct, being an economics history major at Rep from Rice, that we all need some belt tightening, because we had to do some belt tightening because of the increase in inflation from the Biden administration, such as an increase in taxes, food costs, and transportation costs. And now, Commissioner Thomas Ramsey, PE, professional engineer, so he knows all about roads and drainage and transportation costs. Well, he says there's not enough transparency in this bill, which is true. There isn't. We should wait until next year's election cycle, or host a special election like in February of next year over this bond referendum. I mean, you don't put gasoline onto a fire to extinguish it. But even though it's a liquid, hey, it will blow up on you. And about Commissioner Ellis, Randy Ellis, saying that it is equitable. Well, it might be equitable because Precinct 1 has been, well, excuse me, my friends, but screwed from past bond referendums, because as Commissioner Garcia says, people do not trust politicians, and that former commissioners of his precinct too were terrible, and that they did not give enough credence to people needing insurance protection and drainage and roads in their area, that precinct. But because of the gerrymandering redistricting caused by Commissioner Ellis, that has changed. There are people living in different districts. Hey, I go to the city council, and there I am a minority. I mean, I might be white, but hey, I'm also disabled, and so I'm a dual minority at the city council meetings. Most of the people there are, if you want to know, are other minorities, such as Hispanic, Asian, Blacks, and so I know what it's like to be a minority. You got to be vocal. You got to come before government to tell them what is good for the public and what isn't good for the public. This needs to be tabled until it can be viewed by an independent auditor. I might not be speaking succinctly or with enough gusto, but I think I'm being clear in saying that I think this bond referendum should not go forth. I think it promises good things, but promises are way worse than actual doings. So you want to do something first and not do a promise. Oh, what else I want to mention is that Jim Crane needs to be honored, because he, helped people in Uvalde overcome that mass gun shooting in the school, Rob Elementary, and so he needs to be honored by the Harris County. That is my opinion, that a commissioner like Jack Hagel or Commissioner Ramsey or County Judge Lena Hidalgo or Commissioner Garcia or Commissioner Ellis needs to honor Jim Crane for doing a good thing. I mean, hey, there were most of the people from Uvalde that attended the baseball game were minorities themselves. That is, they were Hispanic. Yet, we need to honor Jim Crane because he, a white man, was helping minorities. And they did many things, such as providing tickets to those people. And they also had a fundraiser for them, and they gave a lot of money to them. Also, Dusty Becker needs to be honored. Bye.
Thank you.
Next is speaker number 4, Christina Zadapek, speaking in person on item 1. You have 3 minutes.
Hello, commissioners. My name is Christina Zadapek. I'm a community outreach and engagement manager in unincorporated East Harris County. Today, I'm speaking on behalf of residents in unincorporated Harris County. I live in Harris County Precinct 3. I work in Precinct 2. I shop in Precinct 1. I would like to thank you guys for the opportunity to come and provide feedback on this matter of the upcoming bond. So my appearance here today is actually multi-purpose. First, I would like the commissioner's support to consider specific language in the bond proposal that guarantees the residents of unincorporated Harris County, particularly those without a city, a MUD, HOA, or otherwise, to represent them to receive the same percentage of funding as those with municipal organizations that can match funding are proposed to receive. I would like Commissioner's Court to consider specific and transparent language regarding the funding match concept with city and small municipalities. Specifically, describe in detail how the funding match program works and what is the expected payback. This is all information that should be visible to the public prior to the bond being added to the November ballot. I also want to request the court to take advantage of this opportunity with this bond proposal to support the arts at the county level by authorizing a percent for arts fund as part of the proposed bond package. The arts bring more than $1 billion to the county economy every year and provide tens of thousands of income earning opportunities for professionals in the creative workspace and industry. Including a percent for art fund as part of the proposed bond package will ensure there's a dedicated source of arts funding in the community and at the county level that is that the industry is not only stabilized as part of the pandemic recovery, but is also catalyzed for and made stronger for the future. A percent for art fund can also ensure equal equality access to the arts, as well as expand them, delivering an even greater overall impact by increasing cultural tourism revenue, improving social collectivism, and empowering the greater unincorporated Harris County community. Again, thank you guys for your time and service, commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Speaker 5, Richard Welch, speaking in person on item 1. You have 3 minutes.
I appreciate the point you raised for the speaker that just came up, and I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. I was saying that I appreciate the speaker, the speaker's comments, and I want to make sure you know that we have out of the bond package, the $100 million set aside for public safety because the complex is downtown, so that, you know, needs to be here. But at least $220 million would be spent in each precinct. Of course, the commissioners would determine and encourage you to advocate with them how much of it will go to unincorporated areas. And then the rest is keeping in mind, you know, certain issues might occur more in one precinct or another precinct. And so really looking at, you know, where do we have the most road deaths? But right now, every precinct, my proposal was gets at least $220 million. And noted on the question of the arts. Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
So I asked a question last time I came and spoke at Commissioner's Court about, you know, why the sheriff couldn't get his $30 million that he was asking for to keep these criminals in jail while they're waiting on their sentencing. And you were reluctant to give it to him based on yet more spending of consultants to come and look at that. I never received a reply from your office to that when we have an additional over $100 million of county revenue from property taxes. Now, with regard to this bond, property taxes across Harris County, the home values have gone up 30% in most places, a minimum of 22% from everywhere that I've seen. And as far as I can tell from other accountants and people that I've read, that's going to create an additional $250 million above 2021. So as I see it, we have in 4 years to reach that $1 billion bond. And I don't see why we need to create an additional burden on the taxpayers of Harris County when we have more money than we've ever had coming in. And at a time when inflation is the highest, yet another boot on the taxpayer's neck. I would like to see a little bit more accountability and use of the funds. Also, I think that spending this money at a time when inflation is the highest will degrade the value of what we're getting for the taxpayer dollar. Thank you.
Yeah, just as a reminder, the investments don't come in right now while inflation is the highest.
Well, inflation is still going to be above 6% at the end of next year. It's not coming down anytime soon.
Okay, we'll talk about it then. I'm glad you know the future. Mr. Ramos, would you mention very briefly why it's our financial situation right now, especially given that we've cut taxes by 7% over the past 3 years, more than Commissioner's Court has cut them ever before? We've set tax cuts well beyond what our predecessors ever set. I wonder if you were asking those questions before we got here, but will you just remind us of the financial situation?
Sure. So this court has, above and beyond the minimum debt payments that we've been required to, have allocated millions of dollars from Mobility Fund to pay down our debt. And so what we're seeing is our debt service is going down consistently as assessments are going up. The combination of those two things means that the rate is going down precipitously, especially on the INS rate. And again, our rate on the maintenance and operation continues to go down as assessments go up and our revenue is capped. Mm-hmm. So the combination of those two things will mean our taxes for Harris County residents will, as a rate, will continue to go down over the next decade, barring something unforeseen.
Thank you.
Next is speaker number 6, Christina Ronneberg, speaking on item 1 in person. You have 3 minutes.
Good afternoon, Judge Hidalgo and commissioners. My name is Christina Ronneberg. I'm a resident of Precinct 1, and I'm the Policy and Advocacy Director at Bike Houston, a Houston-based nonprofit that advocates for safe, diverse, and accessible transportation options for all Houstonians. So in recent years, there's been a tremendous investment and expansion of bike infrastructure across all 4 precincts. Hike and bike trails are being used for recreation and commuting at unprecedented levels, particularly since the pandemic, and are in high demand. We specifically know from the Houston-Galveston Area Council's recent preliminary call for projects that there's more interest in both multimodal and active transportation projects than ever before, and there have been more proposals than their funding would be able to provide for. So Bike Houston supports the bond being placed on the November ballot as long as funding is used to address specific and very real Harris County needs, namely that it is used to mitigate against climate, transportation access, equity, traffic violence crises that the region faces, and particularly to be able to act as the match to the bipartisan infrastructure law funds that we anticipate. And speaking specifically to the $900 million identified for roads, drainage, and transportation, we urge that the bulk of these funds be directed to active and multimodal transportation projects. As it is, the transportation sector and past transportation funding decisions are responsible for many of the region's harms, We all know that in 2022, this year, our summer, we have registered the hottest temperatures on record in June and July than ever before. And the transportation sector is responsible for 47% of Houston's greenhouse gas emissions. Nationally, we know that we're in a traffic crisis. Traffic fatalities are increasing. And specifically for bikes and pedestrians, we've seen an increase of 160% of fatalities for Houston in the last 2 years. All to say that climate and safety harms stemming from the transportation system are very real. So as this body identifies the specifics of how the bond funds would be used, please dedicate transportation funds to improving safety, identifying funds for areas of historical underinvestment, infrastructure disrepair, and building out a network that is accessible to all users, providing Harris County with better transportation choices for all modes, while being responsible for sustainable and resiliency to climate change. So thank you for your consideration.
Next is Speaker 7, Alexi Sworsky, speaking in person on item 1. You have 3 minutes.
I have objected from the beginning to this bond, $1.2 billion. It was requested before, and nothing before it was even listed what it was going to be for. This is like money, like a teenage girl asking for a $500 a week allowance, and when asked what she needs it for, I don't know, I'll think of something. There have been threats made here that I have heard in person to decrease the money going to a precinct if the commissioners in that precinct did not vote for the bond. That is clearly wrong. If anything, precincts 3 and 4 need a higher percentage of the bond because their roads are not in the city of Houston as much as a higher percentage of the roads are not in the city of Houston as actually Rodney Ellis has the highest percentage of roads in the city of Houston, which helps with new construction of roads and upkeep. So precincts 3 and 4, if anything, need a higher percentage of the bond money. This $1.2 billion bond seems like a fee to more contracts like the Elevate Strategies contracts, which we don't know where the money is actually really going. Crime has skyrocketed. The constable's office and other law enforcement agencies do not have the funds needed to fight crime. Planting trees does not count toward a budget for law enforcement and does not help with law enforcement. I don't trust the commissioner's court, the majority, to spend this money in the best interest of the citizens of Harris County, which is how it should be spent. My state senator, John Whitmire, who is chairman of the Texas State Criminal Justice Committee, is very concerned about the inadequate funding of law enforcement in Harris County. Families have suffered greatly as we have a high murder rate. Taxes and a bond is a tax should be used to keep the roads up and the public safe, not to benefit county officials and drive companies out of business, such as the towing companies that were driven out of business because a contract was awarded to a company from California to keep them from having free enterprise and being able to tow the cars. And that contract was not given to the lowest bidder. Trust, transparency, and timing. These three elements are necessary for an honest bond election. They are not present. I strongly object to this $1.2 billion bond proposal.
Next is speaker number 10, Radu Tuto, speaking in person on item 1. You have 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Radu Tudos. I serve as the president of Boulevard Oaks Civic Association, which is a neighborhood in Precinct 1. And I also serve on the board of directors of Bike Houston. And I would like to just to speak a few words about the transportation piece of the bond, the $900 million that would be allocated to transportation and drainage. I'm excited about this portion of the bond. If the money would be allocated to really address the transportation problems that Houston has. So I urge you that the majority or at least a substantial part of this bond would be allocated to multimodal transportation, improving sidewalks, bicycle infrastructure, street lighting, we need to make the city less dependent on cars. We need to offer the opportunity of people to walk or bike or use public transportation for short distances. And right now, this is a problem in Houston. We have a transportation problem that is unsustainable. We can't push more and more cars on the streets and expect that, you know, if you keep widening the streets, the problem will be solved, because it's not. So we need, again, to give people opportunity to use alternative modes of transportation. This is and this is not only a transportation issue. This is a social equity issue. Low-income families should not be forced to spend a large part of their income on cars in order to go to work or take their kids to school. It's a public health problem. People need to get out of the cars and walk and bike more often. And in the end, it's really a quality of life issue that Houston needs to improve in order to, you know, make life better, really, for everyone. That was all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And there is a big multimodal component from the presentation that the budget office put together as we began considering this. Thank you.
Next is Joanne Benavente speaking on item one in person. You have 3 minutes.
Hello, commissioners. My name is Joanne Benavente, and I'm a real estate agent serving the greater Harris County area. I am appearing on behalf of the current and future residents of Harris County. I would like to thank the commissioners' court for the opportunity to provide feedback on this important matter. I know that arts organizations have struggled for funding in the past. As Harris County continues to grow and welcomes more residents, they repeatedly ask how involved are the arts here in Harris County for themselves, their children, and their future children. I want to encourage the court to take advantage of the opportunity to support the arts at the county level by authorizing a percent for art fund. The percent for art fund can ensure equal quality access to the arts, as well as an overall impact by increasing cultural tourism revenue, employment, residency, improving social collectivism, and empowering the greater unincorporated area of Harris County community. Again, thank you for your time and service, commissioners.
Next is Marissa Hansen speaking in person on item one. You have 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Marissa Hansen. I'm here to speak against the bond initiative program. The majority in this commissioner's court has spent over $50 million on public safety, yet our county currently has over 181 people which have been murdered because of your bond initiative program or bail reform initiative program. You put $50 million to plant trees to fight crime. How's that working out for us? You've awarded $13 million to Boston Consulting Group, which has yielded nothing, no results. I've FOIA'd the responses, and I've been told that I'm gonna have to wait 6 months to receive the responses from Boston Consulting Group. You have proven that you are not to be trusted with our county's tax funds. We have given you guys every ounce of trust, and you continually take it and abuse it. I found hundreds of contracts, like from Lucky Chopra to donate to Lena Hidalgo, and then they awarded Lucky $10 million for a county jail certificate or bond program. You guys redistricted the county to intentionally raise our bond or our taxes. We're in the middle of crushing inflation. People are suffering. Our county people, our constituents are suffering. They can't even pay for gas. And here you guys are sitting on your phones, ignoring your constituents. It's shameful, and I promise that you guys are going to commit political suicide if you continue to raise our taxes, create an unsafe environment for our constituents. We see it. You can use the Houston Chronicle and your journalists to create false smear pieces, but we're exposing it, And every day that you continue on, we're going to continue to show the truth of what you're doing to us. It's shameful. We know that this equity isn't going to the people that it's supposed to be going to, Rodney. We know that it's going to people that are donating to your campaigns. We know that, and we've been proving it. We're going to continue to prove it. We're going to show that you are not to be trusted with taxpayers' funds. And once you just, if you continue to push through this vote today, I will be writing an article about where all the money is going to your donors and not to the people of your county.
Do you remember to?
I have. Remember how you said that you weren't going to accept donations from county vendors? What about Lucky Chopra, who just got a $10 million contract from the county who donated to you? No, this was before, and you haven't returned
Thank you.
It.
Thank you, ma'am. Your time is up.
Yeah. All right.
Judge, those are all the speakers.
I'm sorry?
Those are all the speakers.
Okay, thank you so much. So we have a motion on the table. I do want to, Mr. Ramos, if you wouldn't mind covering why this is not a tax increase, because just like some folks are very comfortable lying, I've heard that as well.
So again, just to be clear, the cost for the $1.2 billion is $31. We can't borrow money without there being a funding source. What is happening in Harris County is we have been very diligent about paying off our bonds up even above and beyond what the minimum is. So both the numerator and the denominator to calculate our tax rate. So the numerator is going down because we have less bonds to pay. Our assessable base is continuing to go up as assessments go up, which means that the rate has continued to go down and will continue to go down for Harris County residents.
So basically, to just put it in layman's terms, the bucket of money, and correct me if I'm saying this wrong, because I'm also trying to find a way to convey this more clearly, the bucket of money that we're using to pay for this is already emptying. And so we're just refilling something that's already emptying.
We're utilizing the bonds that have been authorized, I would expect, over the next 18 months for all commissioners to be either completely spent down or encumbered. But again, it's when we calculate the rate, it's the how much debt are we taking out, do we have outstanding, divided by the cumulative value of all properties in Harris County. Our numerator is going down, we're paying less bonds, our assessable base is going up, and so the rate will continue to go down.
So let me just restate this. Overall, is the tax rate, even including this, going up or down or staying the same?
It will continue to go down.
The tax rate will go down?
Yes.
Even with the approval of this bond?
Correct.
I want everybody to hear that. Yes, go ahead, Commissioner.
Yeah, I had some questions. Mr. Ramos, on debt. And just to be clear on revenues, because there's been so much misinformation out there, tax revenues in Harris County has increased 60% in the last 10 years. So let's get that on the record in terms of facts. Law enforcement, I define as a sheriff, constable, DA, and fire marshal. If you look at what that budget is, it's $750 million. If you take out the jail, is 300 and something million. So when we talk about law enforcement, I talk about boots on the ground, it's not the 75% that's keep saying. So we need to be factual.
So you want to take money from the courts so you want to fire the judges and hire? I mean, you guys don't propose any realistic alternatives.
No, we just disagree on how you define
law enforcement. No district clerk. No, but we're going to run the county justice system without jail and without judges.
What you define as law enforcement,
like,
and I define law enforcement.
Public health in order to increase more law enforcement. I mean, I'm just going to say more because we're living in la-la land.
I've just started, so I've asked some questions for Mr. Ramos. I just want to get some facts out there because I've heard a lot of misinformation. Mr. Ramos, I'm reading the budget book. on debt. Actually, I'm on page 41. On there, we've got GO commercial paper programs. We've got nine of them. That totals $1,775,000 of commercial paper. What's the status of that, those accounts?
I would need to get you the, okay, the balance. We can follow up.
That's a lot of money. $1.7 billion.
The commercial paper program in most instances is an interim financing.
It is
tool. To
what's the interest rate on the $1.7 billion in commercial paper?
We're paying 25 basis points, so
1%.
No, even well below 1%, a quarter of a percent.
Well below 1%. That's pretty cheap money.
Correct.
A lot more, a lot cheaper than bond money. Is that accurate to say? Than selling bonds? It's an interim plan, I understand that. But we're trying to be sure we're in a, we keep talking about the need for money. I'm just identifying where money is currently. And it's $1.7 billion, but you're going to check on that. We probably should keep up with that and know what that is. The other question, same page, 41. There's $200 million of commercial paper based on revenue. What's the status of that account?
So we pay down commercial paper either with bonds or with cash on right. a regular basis.
But I would how much is available?
For, hold on, I'm trying to catch up with you, sir.
The sure. 200, there's $1.7 billion, and then there's $200 billion. I was going to go through the debt because there's been a lot of conversation on debt needs and money available. I just want to be sure we fully understand where we are. So you're gonna check on that too.
I'll get you the balance.
Okay, thank you.
And I think your question, just to be clear, is how much are we utilizing today?
Yeah, how much is available if we needed it? I mean, okay. For in a 1 year interim kind of basis. So
also keep just one quick point. Because it's short term financing, that bill would come due at the end of the year. So right. What you would see if we were to utilize all 1.7, right. Our tax rate would go up significantly because we'd be.
But my point was, I was advocating for an October bond issue.
And they're, understood.
They're keep it, the conversation is, well, we can't make it till next November 2023. I'm just saying there's probably pots of money we could use to get there.
And are you specific to roads, or would you like to see the overall?
Both of them.
Okay.
We could. And the other one, Mr. Ramos, is the when we on page 41, Harris County will pay off approximately $193 million of its general obligation debt in fiscal year 2023. Is that principal and interest?
Correct.
That's so it's both. It's not just interest.
Correct. It's both.
What is the interest rate on the new bonds that we issued, that the bonds that we're issuing now?
So our latest bond issuance for GO, which I think occurred in July, the highest one was 2.57, the lowest one was 2.04.
Okay, when I look on, again, reading from the budget book, I'm on page 43. And on that page, we list, you list in the budget book, the amount of bonds remaining in 2007. Looks like we've issued all of those, $190 million. 2015 bond issue that's been talked about a lot. It's $510 million unissued. There's $137,730,000 in encumbrances. Would you define encumbrances? Is that commercial
paper? That is generally commercial paper. So it for the group, it's cash that there's a PO set against it, okay. Or cash equivalent.
So there's still $373 million of 2015 road bonds available. There are $34 million of park bonds available, totaling $407 million worth of bonds available. Ms. Ramos, what's the plan related to these bonds?
unfortunately, I'm in a position of having to ask this body that question. The majority.
So right now, there is not a plan for those bonds.
I think every office is in different stages. I believe that all of them have.
But they haven't been issued.
They have not been issued. Okay. I would expect in the next 18 months for all of it to be encumbered.
And
based on my conversations with your staffs.
Do you think the interest rate's going to be increasing on bond sales?
I wish I knew that answer so I could go to the market myself.
May or may not be.
But I would expect them to hover right around here, maybe go up slightly, and then come down as inflation comes down.
Mr. Ramos, there's also...
I'd like to respectfully call a question.
Sorry.
And we get out on a campaign trail into this, but I'd like to call a question.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know the debt of before we vote.
I don't think we're going to change any votes here.
Well, I would like just some transparency on what we're voting on, Commissioner. Yes. The conversation's been around. We don't have enough money.
Motion on the table.
Because you're not building enough roads for your precinct. Commissioner Garcia spent all his money. You haven't spent yours. That's not their fault. You need to get to work.
I think if you go and look at who spent the roads in Harris County
that need to be fixed, and so many miles of roads that don't have sidewalks, get on and build those with all that money that you have sitting there.
If I could add in this, we have, I put this item in motion. I put the bond in motion in December of 2021. We have all had opportunities to engage the budget office, the county administrator's office, the engineering department, the flood control district, hospital district. We've had all that opportunity for months. And to be here at this late hour, trying to do some work that could have been done months ago, and we have last talked about this several weeks ago. We all had an opportunity to ask our questions. For that reason, I second the motion to call the question.
So I'll call them question.
We are going to, at 3:20 in the afternoon, squelch discussion and debate when we have been at 2:00 in the morning discussing other matters before, when we're dealing with a big bond issue. I've got questions for the county attorney about what's been proposed, let alone the discussion of whether this is meritorious. But, I mean, I'm now looking at three new motions from Precinct 2, and I have in my hand a motion that had been put on the agenda from the county judge's office. Does that do away with what was proposed from the county judge's office, Jay?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with what the county judge's office put out.
I have in my hand what was submitted for us to discuss today as item one. And on section 10, there are certain intentions. This was a long document with many items in there, including terms that were being proposed. Are we not going to be allowed to even discuss the terms that are in here? For example, one of the terms is worst first. Well, what does that mean? There could be seven different definitions. We had worst first terminology with the bond, but then afterwards we had to get it redefined. What definition are we going to have for worst first? I mean, there's like seven different ways we could define worst first.
Sure, Commissioner, that's the actual bond order that you're referring to. The motions I think that Commissioner Garcia made would obviously speak to that. But the item 10 on there that lays out the intentions is a reflection of what was passed by the court during our last meeting when this conversation came up. And so it was meant to memorialize that in the order because that was what the collective will of the court was at the time.
So does the motion that's on the table, that there's been a motion to call the question on, does that encompass what was addressed to us?
Yes.
How so? Because this is three. That was one.
No, it's so the same order can be used for all three motions. That's essentially how that's allowable, and that's why we've collectively done it that way.
But that's not what we've done.
I'm sorry?
How does it translate?
I don't understand your confusion. The motions to approve the bond are the same motions that have always been there. I
I believe that your precincts need this money, which is why I made the motion at the last court that each precinct receive at least $220 million and that the $100 million be cut out of that because the public safety buildings are here. The jail is here, all that is here. So that was a motion we passed last time. But today, if I understand correctly, Jay, we're doing very well-defined types of motions.
Correct.
This is how you get, by law, this is what you have to say in order to get things on the ballot.
Correct. The bond order is that sort of statutorily defined as to the specific terms we need to include in there, both in terms of the language that would be put forth at polling locations, on our county website, as well as in county buildings. The short form motions that the Commissioner Garcia put out, that this order applies to each of those. So effectively the order would be associated with each one of those motions.
But to my colleague's points, I worked very hard to try to get you to support this because I believe, and even if you don't vote for it, I continue to advocate that these funds be spent in your precincts if you spend the money, unlike what's currently happening. And so I worked to see if I could earn your vote for this bond. And we talked about further defining and we talked about different splits and nothing was amenable. That was the second or third time we had the discussion. So cutting discussion short is, I mean, this is just we're playing a part. We've discussed, and I myself personally have burned the midnight oil trying to come up with a solution that would get you guys to agree to spend money on your precincts. But I'm still doing it. I still made the motion and said to my colleague at this table, I will not support it unless we have at least $220 million for your precinct, for your unincorporated areas, because they're my constituents too. Heck, I grew up in Cypress and Katy. So, all right, let's, there's a motion on the table to call the question. Commissioner Ellis made the motion. Commissioner Garcia had the second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm in favor of the motion to call the question. Any opposed?
Wait a minute. Don't I even get to vote on the motion to call the question?
Yeah, I said any opposed.
Answer is no.
No.
Yes, I oppose the la-la land, to use your language, of not even being allowed to discuss the issues of this bond.
I repeat, I'm in favor, the motion carries 3-2, and I remind folks, we have had hours of discussion. Now, is there a motion? There are motions on the table by Commissioner Garcia and a second by Commissioner Ellis. Was that the language you needed, Jay, according to the statute?
Yes, that's
Jay, correct. Jay, do you know where the polling locations are you reference?
That's a good question. So, Commissioner Ramsey, so we have attached on there the polling locations from the EA's office that was given to us at the time, I think 2 days ago when I sent this to you. That's now since been revised. That's going to be the polling locations themselves are being updated so that on the agenda on Tuesday, you will see the final polling locations. Polling locations listed on here are tentative.
Polling locations will be revealed.
I'm sorry?
Will be revealed on Tuesday?
I believe that's
even
correct.
Even though we're voting on it today.
Well, you're not voting on the polling locations. Just to be clear, so the order lists polling locations on here because the order requires a list of current polling locations, but those polling locations can be updated, and that this body will vote on a final list of polling locations when they are finalized, which I believe is Tuesday. I don't know if the EA is on, but the EA is aware of that. But this is a tentative list of the polling locations. As I understand it, they've already changed from what you've seen.
Is it what we've already done?
That's correct. It's an unfortunate problem because we have a window of time in which we would have to call the election, but the polling locations get finalized because negotiated process between different entities as far as getting those actual locations. So that will be updated.
Well, I'll discuss that on Tuesday because I have the most registered voters in my precinct and I have the least amount of polling locations.
We'll discuss it
on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
So, but other than that, the order is that with the statutorily required language.
That is correct.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor?
Yeah. All right. For clarity, would you mind repeating the motion just
yes.
for court record?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right here.
The motion, the first motion is move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022 to authorize the issuance of public safety bonds in the amount of $100 million. Second motion, move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022 to authorize the issuance of road bonds in the amount of $900 million. Motion number three, move approval of an order calling for an election on November the 8th, 2022 to authorize the issuance of park bonds in the amount of $200 million.
Judge, if I can make a suggestion, could we, if we can have a vote on each of the motions individually?
Okay.
So will you reread the first one, Commissioner Gregory?
I move one. I move motion one.
Are you clear on what that is, James?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is there a second on motion one? There's a motion, a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any
opposed? Am I allowed to vote?
No.
My vote would be no if allowed.
Any, I'm in favor, motion carries 3-2. Is there a motion for motion two?
So move motion two.
Motion by Commissioner Garcia, second by Commissioner Ellis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
I'm opposed.
I'm in favor, motion carries.
So move motion three.
Second.
A motion and a second on motion three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
I am opposed.
I'm in favor. Motion carries 3-2. Anything else, Jay?
No, nothing else for me, Judge.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and we've heard all the speakers. All right, thank you to County Administrator and Budget Director for your work on this and all the departments. Thank you all so much. It is 3:30 and Commissioner's Court is now adjourned.